We would come up in the day by periscope and look around. And yes, we did once. We had to look on the beach. We did see the Germans playing football on the beach. None of us realised, really, the vastness of this operation, because, of course, that's all so incredibly secret, really. Then we got the second message, which said, it's on tomorrow. And, of course, that was the middle of the night. Because of the long day, of course, now in June, we had to sit on the bottom, you see, for all that time. And during that time, we very nearly ran out of oxygen. And that would have been, it had been disastrous because, you know, we couldn't risk surfacing in case if the operation was cancelled for another day. It is giving away the position, quite obviously. You know, if Germany sees a military submarine off beach, they've got to assume something's happening, haven't they? Finally searched, it's about 05W, I think, 5 in the morning, and put up all our complicated lights and radio beacons and things we had, and I waited for dawn, really. Waited for what would happen. First thing we saw, actually, was the arrival of the RAF in force. Suddenly, because it was so silent, first of all, you know, they were absolutely silent. Of course, all engines stopped. We were just anchored and sitting there. And it had gone much calmer. It had been quite rough up to that point. And then suddenly the RAF arrived, I mean, in just terrific strength, and just went up and down the beach, the back behind us, just beach bombing it up and, you know, all the time. That was noise. And then there was a big pause, actually, and wondered what was going to happen. See, we still didn't realise, really, that nobody knew the size of the thing. And then, actually, the next thing that happened was the RR Navy big battleships, which, in fact, were 15 miles out at sea, were firing by radar, of course, onto the beach. And, of course, the shells went over the top of us. We could hear them whistling across. And then there was a silence. It was only then, out of the mist, then the big one, really, suddenly, my gosh, you know, there was this quite, I mean, and there's no word to describe it, you can't say incredible, because, I mean, it was there. I mean, just thousands of approaching ships, you know, and there we were.